Hello?
Yes, hi. Can I speak to Wilbur?
Yeah, who's calling?
My name is Walter.
Okay. Can you hold for a second? Pardon me?
Sure, no problem.
Hold on. Well, the telephone.
Hello?
Yes, hello, Wilbur?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Walter, and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential. I won't take too much of your time. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, great. Now, let me see. Let me ask you, Now, does anyone in your house, you said no. Are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yeah, I vote, yeah.
Okay. I know it's still a long way, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50 chance, or will you probably not vote?
I vote every year.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yes.
Okay. What is your race, sir? Hispanic, Latino, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you mind telling me your age?
50.
Okay. Okay, now, I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 for the most important, a 5 is somewhat important, and 0 is not important at all. Now, all right. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
Yeah, 5.
Okay. Addressing immigration and border issues.
5.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
5.
Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
5.
Okay. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
5.
No, this is better, about the same, worse, don't know.
Same? Yeah.
Okay. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
Okay. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the Hispanic and Latino community? You can select up to 2 choices: cigarettes, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, opioids, and fentanyl.
Cigarettes and drugs.
Okay. And drugs?
Drugs.
Okay. All right, we are halfway already, okay? So we almost done. I want to ask you an opinion about something called tobacco harm and reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence, education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that the advancing tobacco harm reductions will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community? I strongly agree.
Somewhat.
I'm sorry?
It hurts.
Okay, so somewhat agree? Somewhat disagree? Strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. All right, now I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the products. Electronic cigarettes and vapes.
Not familiar.
Okay.
Not familiar.
Okay. Heat, not burn tobacco products.
Not familiar.
Oral nicotine pouches.
Not familiar.
Okay. Okay, I'd like to ask you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoke rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains in the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke only 1 in 10. Who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead to successfully switch from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? More education and anti-tobacco advertising? Introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, more government restrictions and bans, cost of smoking has gone up, don't know.
Minute.
I'm sorry?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Now I am going to read to you two statements some people have made about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which one you agree with more. Statement B. The federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we'll be dealing with for decades to come. Statement A, the federal government, hello? The federal government should do more to meet people where they are.
Hello?
And to promote, yes.
My way home.
All right, I'm here.
Okay, then.
All right, I see you. I'm sitting out looking. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Statement A. The federal government should do more to meet people.
Statement A.
Okay. No problem. Statement A. All right. And will you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
It's harmful.
Okay. We know that cigarette smoke contains a variety of chemicals known to cause cancer, but nicotine is not one of them. Nicotine is not a carcinogen, while smoke-free tobacco products contain nicotine, which is addictive. They represent a less harmful alternative to cigarettes because they do not produce cancer-causing smoke. From 1 to 10, do you agree, disagree, somewhat agree?
Five.
Okay. Many people who smoke today come from minority population. They nearly 500,000 Americans dying from cigarettes every year. It's not in the wealthy white neighborhoods, so nobody is paying attention. But we can just pretend this isn't happening. The FDA must begin introducing doctors who talk to adults who smoke about less harmful alternatives to cigarettes. No matter where they live, it could save hundreds of thousands of lives every year. From 0 to 10?
5.
Okay. Last one.
You finished?
Almost, yes. We already 60%. The FDA is responsible for protecting and advancing public health. The FDA has proved through hundreds of scientific products applications that smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products are less harmful than cigarette smoke. There is a dire need for the FDA to increase awareness of and access to these alternatives for adults who smoke. It could be a difference between life and death. From 0 to 10?
5.
Okay. All right. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you did not, but I'd like to ask you again, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering...
Hey, Harm, are you finished? I got to go.
Almost done, sir. Almost done. Almost done. Okay. In the past 30 days, have you used of the following products, oral nicotine pouches?
I use none.
Cigars?
None.
Heat-burning tobacco products, okay?
No smoke.
Okay. All right. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? From 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college?
High school graduate.
Okay. Now, are you married, single, or married?
Married.
Okay. Do you have any children of 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
5.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low
middle
income?
Class.
I'm sorry?
Middle class.
Okay. Almost done. We already 91. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or a Republican, an independent or something else?
Independent.
Okay. Now, and in the 2020 presidential elections, do you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump or someone else?
I don't know. I made my mind.
It's okay. No problem. And in the 2024 election for president were held today, of the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump. Will you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I don't know. Mine ain't made up.
All right. No problem then. Okay. So, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate you. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.